This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees in Dediapara town of the tribal-dominated Narmada district of Gujarat this afternoon. These projects focus on infrastructure, health, education and heritage, with particular emphasis on tribal empowerment. These projects were launched on the occasion of Janajatiya Gaurav Divas, marking the 150th birth anniversary celebration of legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Addressing a gathering to mark the birth anniversary of tribal icon Birsa Munda, Prime Minister Modi said, "Tribal pride has been an integral part of India's consciousness for thousands of years." He highlighted that whenever the question of the country's honour, self-respect and self-rule has arisen, India's tribal society has stood at the forefront. He emphasized that the country cannot forget the contribution of tribal society in the freedom movement.
Janajatiya gaurav hazaron varshon se hamare Bharat ki chetna ka abhinn hissa raha hai. Jab jab desh ke samman, swabhiman aur swaraj ki baat aayi to hamara adivasi samaj sabse aage khada hua. Hamara swatantrata sangram इसका सबसे बड़ा उदाहरण है. आदिवासी समाज से निकले कितने ही नायक नायिकाओं ने आजादी की मशाल को आगे बढ़ाया.
He also added that Sri Govind Guru Chair Tribal Language Promotion Center has also been established today, where studies will be conducted on the dialects of all tribes. The Prime Minister said stories and songs associated with them will also be preserved in the center. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi visited the under-construction bullet train station in Gujarat's Surat to review the progress of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor. The Prime Minister landed at the Surat airport in the morning and reached the Anthroli area, where a bullet train station is under construction. In Jammu and Kashmir, 9 people lost their lives in an accidental explosion at Naugam police station last night. J&K DGP Nalin Prabhat said the deceased include 1 personnel of the state investigating agency, 3 personnel of forensic science laboratory team, 2 crime scene photographers, 2 revenue officials who were part of the magistrate's team, and 1 tailor associated with the team. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Home Affairs Joint Secretary J&K Division Prashant Lokhande said the explosion occurred while processing a huge cache of explosive substances and chemicals recovered during the investigation of a terror module.
The cause of the accident is being investigated. However, any other speculation into the cause of these incidents are unnecessary. The government stands in solidarity with the families of the deceased in this hour of grief.
The National Medical Commission has removed the names of 4 doctors from the Indian Medical Register or National Medical Register. The Commission said this action has been taken in view of the FIR registered under relevant sections of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act against Dr. Muzaffar Ahmed, Dr. Adil Ahmed Rathir, Dr. Muzammil Shakil and Dr. Shaheen Saeed following the Delhi blast. It added that the practitioners will not be permitted to practice medicine or hold any medical appointment until further orders. In men's cricket, South Africa ended day 2 of the first test match against India at 93 for 7 in their second innings at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. Themba Bavuma on 29 and Corbin Bosch on 1 were at the crease when stumps were drawn this evening. South Africa are leading by 63 runs. Earlier today, India were all out for 189 in their first innings. KL Rahul scored 39 and was the highest run scorer for India in the first innings, while Washington Sundar added 29 runs. After electing to bat first, South Africa were all out for 159 runs in their first innings yesterday. Indian shooter Isha Singh clinched her maiden individual world championship medal, a bronze in the women's 25-metre pistol, at the shooting world championships in Cairo today. Isha shot a score of 30 in the final to finish behind China's Yao Xianshun. And with that, we end this news bulletin.